saying what we didn't do enough is the practice. It said 37. It said offering to the Buddha I have never made the north feast. We were hold the throne my donation. No works have I completed for the teachings. The wish of others, no wishes of the poor felt left unsatisfied. And I have now saved the frightened from their fear. Saved the frightened from their fear. The wretched I have not consoled. My mother's pain, her wounds, discomfort. These alone my accomplishments. This already we said. This it's saying we have to have the consideration of doing good, avoiding bad to other sentient beings. We should generate compassion towards a good kind of a path. We have to have a devotion or dedication. For wisdom, we should have a cultivation and understanding. And then this help us to able to kind of leave, to remove others' fear and help others in pain and in a kind of a unfortunate state. So we should have this kind of pursuing good and have eyes or compassion towards less fortunate beings. And to accomplish this, we should analyze the cause and the condition or wisdom of emptiness. These, I think it's about it. And my failure of us to aspire to Dharma now and in the past has brought me to the present duplication. What is this word? Dereliction. I don't know. It's 39. Yes. What is the? Yes. And whom, therefore, I would spawn such a aspiration. And here is the same about the mother's pain and her womb discomfort. It's also we accomplish what means they're saying is to bring mother and yourself something uncomfortable for this lifetime. Pain for worrying others, people, and giving other people pain. And yourself also felt some kind of suffering in this life. That's not our kind of goal and purpose for this life. So it's kind of giving us more pressure and have a great encouragement and do something and practice that kind of teaching. Important, actually. And then they also said, if we understand some teaching and knowledge about the truth, and then if we not benefit from that because we have not diligently practice or apply that in your real life. So it's about sometimes it's a laziness, sometimes it's not seriously looking about life and the situation in big kind of whole image of this existence. And we were kind of not looking upper to the great path, but we were often looking down to the more small and not important kind of gain and lose, or we are not kind of driving our mind into path of light, but sometimes we like to have a hiding in the dark or driven ourselves into more fighting, more kind of negative kind of there is a negative imprint and the consequences in situation. Our mental stream, mind stream, mindset is very important to often address and often to leading towards compassion. Even you are watching a horror movie, but if you have a just for fun, or it's really terrified by those characters, and also something fear, then it's not very good. If you're watching a horror movie, but at the same time you have the compassion towards the demons or ghosts, and then it's meaningful. Even we look some crime or action movies, if you feel like punching somebody is good, and revenge is good, and somebody is very kind of a nonsense, then you think beating, educational beating is important, then it's not very good. We still have sometimes, of course, we have the right and wrong moral judgment and then the analyzing the same situation. But same time, you understand even the evil doer, they're also victim of their own kind of wrong projection and not knowing the virtuous importance and harmful ignorance, and they also kind of victim of ignorance, we can say. So from that point of view, we sometimes, not sometimes, often wanted to, they were changeable and also could be, do become a very good person. So that kind of a practice, very important. That's why there is a story said, in Sutra of a metaphor, King Ashoka, then I think Ashoka is one, I don't remember. That is a king in a few hundred to 300 later of Buddha's passing. But its name of this, it means, I think, non-born or unborn, unceasing, like unborn Ashoka. It's, I think, something like that. But in this, you said the one person who has, who is capable to see something ordinary people cannot see, then one divine kind of a beings coming to the body, one body, and spreading some flowers and offering some flowers. And then this practitioner surprised, saying, to communicate with this God, said, "What are you doing here, spreading flower to the dead body?" And then said, "Oh, this is me." And because he was doing good, and I was able to kind of manifest in this life, and I'm very grateful for this kind of last vehicle. And he was so good, so I can accomplish this clairvoyance and enjoy the virtuous result, fruition of the virtuous deeds. And similarly, in the next life, we may also rejoice and very happy to, thanks for you if you study not only other sentient beings, but next your own life will feel great like that. So now I will move to the aspiration. So sage asserted is the root of every kind of virtue. Aspiration's root in turn is a constant meditation on the fruition of action. I think, let me say, aspiration. Yes, I think here in other translation or this, I think the same. Aspiration means devotion, and is that kind of a little bit devotion in the meaning of devotion in aspiration or no? They hear aspiration. Aspiration has the content of devotion and the delightfulness. Is that insight? You think meaning? Oh, yeah, then this way. And this is a very, very important, I think, for practice of all Dharma teachings. It's a Buddha said, or sage said, asserted, there is the roots of every kind of virtue, the aspiration. So, if we don't have the clear view about virtue, what is right, what is wrong, what rights or the virtuous deeds bring to us, what is wrongdoing bring to us in future or past, then we may not have the compassion. Especially unconditional compassion is impossible. But we will think like more or less like, because you are less capable, so your suffering is your own kind of it's like saying more belief of power and more belief of competition. If you lose, that's it. Unfortunate for you. Like that kind of attitude. If some people say, oh, that's dead, then maybe they don't have much feeling or individual kind of internal suffering, they were not valued that. And also others' happiness or suffering don't care much. And even think this is just process, or you see them as a more up, as a, sometimes people able to see sentient being as a vegetable, like killing them or like chopping their head and without, or even listen music or not much feeling. And similarly, animal already like that, many people you can see. In a market or any places, especially some like goat or chicken or these, I think less people have a, of course, even you witness that situation, maybe you have a more compassion. But if you say, oh, there's a festival eating dog, then many people have a difficult, uncomfortable feeling. But there is a festival eating lamps, something, then people maybe think that's okay. So similarly, I think the human beings also too. If you say there are many American lives lost, then people have a more strong kind of reaction. But if you say there is a, some people, a group of people dead in Middle East or somewhere, then people think, oh, they should be that way, or they were already like that, or something like that. Or even they think they are because they're backward, so they should be disappear or should be kind of that. I think this attitude, it's a education and the value kind of system made them thinking that way. I don't think this necessarily these people are not good, but it's about how sensitive you are of other sentient beings, and also how much you understand others' kind of circumstances and happiness and fear, how much you think you related to you. From Buddhist teaching, they often say, mother like sentient beings, even we cannot do much, but this emphasize this point every time is very important to remember. We are have a very kind of basically same need, pursuing happiness, avoiding suffering, and these are common for all sentient beings, entire sentient beings. So I think if this is one practice, we are not saying we already achieved that, but it's one practice we should have a more equal kind of compassion equally, wanted to give them happiness or provide something, serving them in some way, or resisting harm for other sentient beings in the same way. Wish them happy and not suffering. That kind of a strong wish or strong aspiration, then the mind itself, they based on any good and bad, its motivation and the aspiration decided in the first ground. So sometimes we think this is attitude or the mind, how you reflect, how you view or how you see it, it's personal things and also momentary kind of thoughts. It's not that important, but thoughts and actions are very much bound or related. So action, you can say from gross or subtle, they're very strong, but based on the mind or based on thoughts. So any action or something, if you have a good motivation, then the action also follows that bad or good virtues. So how you really think is more important than how you do. Doing this is coming second. How you think become first. This way practice of bodhicitta also, how you think or how, what is your aspiration become first. And then action come second. If aspiration is like a head and action is body, then head towards any kind of a direction, body moves to that direction. So, and also said, this is true. We all want to have a happy life or happiness and avoiding suffering. And then I think we have this life, for example, human being, we have a happy feeling and suffering, a moment of suffering and sometimes happiness, happy feeling, joyful feeling. And then in this moment, if you somebody provide you two opportunities, become healthy or sick, you definitely want to become healthy, not sick. If you somebody say, oh, you eat terrible food and a very delicious food, you also must almost like a certain choose the delicious one. And if you say, someone say, I make you angry and suffering or torturing even, then you're terrified. And then if somebody say, oh, I will kind of respect you, serving or kind of, how to say, bring you some benefit, then these people will have a great greatness and feeling good for this people who are doing good. And also very, even negative feeling or fear towards people bring negatives. So then we think in this life is like that. In past also same, although sentient being not the different level of capable to see future and the condition of cause and effect is very different. Otherwise, we have a same wanted to good, have a good karma, a good life or something. And then future lives, this life you will see what causes the good and what causes the bad, then we must recognize the unvirtuous negative emotion or an unvirtuous mind bring suffering. Virtuous mind and action bring happiness. And then virtue is very important than related to happiness. Non-virtue is very, be careful because it's related to suffering. Then future life, we don't want suffering. If someone say, if you wanted to have a good fortunate life in the next, or next year, next day, or next life, or you want a terrible life in next day or next day, of course we want a happy life. Then we think, oh, these, we want a future and today, tomorrow, want to do some, manifest yourself or make something good, then possibly bring the happiness. Virtuous bring happiness. Evil things bring suffering. These are common and very clear kind of the relation. Even you do virtual sin, sometimes have some negative kind of still have some negative things or appear. But according Buddha has said, this is because of a past negative consequences still there. It's like pollution. We wanted to clean this river today, but we won't finish this task overnight because this pollution become kind of a clean and some pollution is quite a long time ago. So we would think the stream of life and the mind or continuation of this mind. You recognize because we have still have a pollution because this past can mix the actions. And nowadays we also sometimes polluting, sometimes purifying. But if you make more purifying kind of effort, and then future will be more fortunate, more clean. In this way, then they said that's very important to differentiate the virtuous and happiness relation, and non-virtuous and suffering. Generally, this is like that. It's cause and effect. That theory and teachings were very vast. So, in certain, we don't remember even before yesterday what we eat. Like that kind of a wandering, not mindful kind of memory. It's for some we have a more clear memory, but in subtleties, we don't. Sometimes if policeman also ask you last week Friday or Saturday Pacific time where you are with your whom, we may sometimes forgot or say, oh, who knows. Like that. So similarly this Buddha also said the cause and effect from the life after life or life before life, these subtleties, if you have to analyze all detail, not only the events, but the effect, then you have to achieve the higher kind of realization, like a bodhisattva. Some not bodhisattva, even not able to understand in lower level or ground of bodhisattva. Then until Buddha, some understood by human mind, some understood by bodhisattva in different ground, more capable to know. And some even bodhisattva is difficult in very subtle and long time. Then the Buddha himself said all three times and the 10 directions, everything understood like seeing palm or something like palm hand. Some arhat able to understand, but some arhat not able to understand, but capable to understand by bodhisattva. And some, like divine beings of gods understood, but not understood, but arhat able to understand more. And we understood some, but more better than us is like God or demigod. Demigod, God is more, much more powerful, much more powerful. And then like animal, we are much powerful than animal to understand these consequences. Then similarly, there is many other beings that there is no much kind of knowledge about these. They're only through pain and suffering, something they will gradually kind of sentient being is much more capable than a non-sentient being. Even if you say elements, five elements, these have a kind of survival potential, the kind of something movement, and then try to chemical level, you can say some survival kind of nature is there. Even plants, they were absorbing more energy, these some plants maybe even say, oh, very, very case clever to how to kind of absorb energy and light these. But sentient beings, supposedly, it's more, it is a more desire, more strong conscious, and understand things, and fear, and want to run, and this reaction is much more stronger. And then our we are in today's part. The body's pain, anxiety of the mind, and all my fear of the various kinds, to be deprived of what I want, such is harvest of my sinful deeds. So from the body pain and the mind anxiety and all various kind of hope and fear, if this is especially emphasized fear, and we want something but we're not achieving. This said, these are related to harvest. What is a harvest? Past?
Result.
Yes, yes. Sinful deeds. That is a result. Sinful deeds. And Buddha in the Sam Sutra also said, sentient beings have a facing various of uncomfortable feeling, pain or something. And then Buddha said, these are consequences of action, mental action, and also communication or kind of expression, parts of the verbal or these negative consequences. And also doing things and that become very strong habituation, these this result of the consequences of action. So it's very important to know what take, what avoid these kind of simple but important gesture. In the mind, you think, oh, these are, I want to do this, but you see these consequences and think this won't bring any good to others and myself, and to avoid it. And sometimes it's a small suffering, but good result. You should do it. And sometimes it's a temporarily good kind of a comfortable feeling, happy feeling, but long run, it's not good, so try to avoid it. Or eliminate in the degree, or it's a big harm for yourself, but little help for others, also you should avoid in the beginning level of practice. Or if there is a big happy, a big benefit to others and a great suffering to yourself, then you have a judge according your own capability and the aspiration. If some people able to help others in great deal, but also you same time in current moment you also facing big consequences or difficulties, but in future life it's much better, or long run it's good. So these sometimes they clearly seem temporary and the long run not good for all of others and yourself, then try to avoid it. And here, body pain is generally, say, like illnesses and stress, other illnesses, body illness, and maybe tired, and also the four elements or five elements. So sometimes it's too cold, sometimes too hot, sometimes it's not functioning some the organs, and also the sensory kind of capabilities, eye, ear, these, even the teeth or something. Sometimes it's a big leg on the shoulder, these spine and leg and the hands, these not working, these body uncomfortable feeling. Sometimes it's everything is good, but body itself with some contain some negative intoxication and using drugs or something, there is a problem for this body. Sometimes overweight or too thin, or sometimes people dislike their own body and how the nose pierce or mouth or skin or hair and many things. Sometimes people use tattoo and later on regret and difficult to remove and become big scar, and then they even one like the small things like having in your skin, the skin disease, for example, small skin disease like this, I don't know. Then people worry and feel difficult. And the mental is the same. Then it's a different type of thoughts. If it's especially negative thoughts, sometimes I have a negative view everything in negative. For example, in Buddhist teaching, we say impermanence and suffering of existence in samsara. Then some people think this is pessimistic or no? Pessimistic is good or negative? Bad, yes, negative, yes. And then we explain or more again say this is not only saying the truth, but there is a solution. You should pay more attention to the solution. and generally we say 84,000 of distorted kind of mental problems or issues. Generally 5 poisons, 3 poisons, and 51, you can category in different ways. But these are bring from the 8 worldly views. But it is, and sometimes too much wanted to gain, then become greed. Sometimes too much want to avoid, become fear. And sometimes it's too much you wanted to, happy, become suffering. You are not maintain able to balance yourself. Sometimes you try to avoid suffering, create more suffering. And sometimes it's that I wanted to pay attention by others, not ignore it. You are not kind of a loneliness. Sometimes people have a loneliness feeling. It doesn't matter, child or old age, any people. Maybe not age problem, but it's also more not able to understand the mind. And the different view brought different kind of type of understanding and emotions. Sometimes people hate and very difficult to stand other people's criticize and different views, different faith, different opinions. So these become their own kind of problem and presentment. We should see these humiliation or something bad, seemingly it's bad, but not necessarily bad. If you see these brought great opportunity to exercise, the mental exercise, very important in a real bodhisattva, we already studied this part, said your mind and the body won't really hurt by others' words. It's only your absorbing the meaning and in a negative way that harm you yourself. And also said, since we don't really find the we will see others and people driven by negative emotion to say such a things, so you should have a compassion towards others, and not anybody want to ill, but ill often strike. And similarly, nobody want to really deeply angry, wanted to angry, but angry pierce through the wrong understanding. And, the habituation. And then I said anger or humiliation or negative words have a great merit that help us understand the more about patience, and also have a more capable to lower yourself. If somebody very elegant, not elegant, proud or proud, and then through others negative criticizing, then they felt kind of proud. Sometimes in Buddhism said it's one of the poisons to make look down others, then maybe think, oh, maybe I'm wrong or something, and also have a compassion in these. So in many sense, also one famous quotation was this from Way of Bodhisattva. I said, somebody using the stick to hit other sentient beings or people, and then you will think this stick is not a problem, but this human being is the problem. Similarly, human being is not problem, but their mind is problem. So we should have a common target is our negative kind of emotions and the negative things. And through this, similarly, the eight-worldly view, these are the our kind of task to, or our way to transform. And generally it said birth, old age, sickness and death, for unavoidable kind of process it's sometimes difficult in different angle. And eight suffering means plus the not getting what you want and arriving not something you don't want coming to you. Something don't want, like illness and something enemy or anything like that. And the part, some people or things you love, you have to separate from them, including when you die, you also leave this world behind, something like that. And also, the yes, and then they said some unwanted thing situation sometimes caught in the in that situation, including like a negative emotion. If you, people are in the calm mind, if you ask them, do you want disturbed by this uncomfortable mental kind of environment or mental stream? Then people will say no. But due to some kind of a habituation, suddenly already in there. So then they say, if you not happy or don't want to hurt by people, then it's like the blame people, blame yourself is not the solution. It said, like a fire, the nature of a fire is hot. So negative emotion, the nature of that is the pain or the harmful. So while we are continue to playing and react and standing inside of putting your hand into fire, said, I don't want to burn, being burned, then it's difficult. Said, don't play with this dangerous thing or something like similar. You don't want to put snake into your mind. Then you will avoid in the consequences of being bite by snake. Similarly, if you more compassion, more patience, or to try to eliminate the anger on the other situation, then we will have a more kind of peaceful life. It's this is this part. So the all meaning is the cause and the condition. This harvest of my sinful deeds, such a, is the, the, and the, it's also said, is you, the, anything you experience, it's your own kind of image of a karmic image. And that means that you are the, director, and you also the audience. Similarly, then we should think automatically this is our own shoulder to transform our mind.
Mm. 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 Mm.
Mm-hmm. And this is also saying karma is these are or subtle mind when your mind appear in different form of body, your subtle mind is still there. Then what I think this is important in many sutras, taught our mind is like in an ultimate level of mind is very difficult to explain by words, but relatively you can say mind has a two nature. One is the if you try to find it, never find. This is the nature of all phenomena. And then another aspect of their the things or mind have a is they pierce. They appear in front of you, appear in front of everybody like us. We have a peer in this body, that kind of a mountain, everything. So when you see empty or a core compound, or we can say using the very middle way philosophy school of the terminology, the terms, it's a interdependent rising or something like that. It means core interdependent rising, and it means the without particular pinpointing any elements as such a ultimate existence, but with the cause and the conditions, these appear in the relative world. And then that point in these mind is the project everything. Mind possess do things through mind. And mind also in level of eighth consciousness, storage in consciousness, that is like there is no need to material kind of, there is a, you can say inner form and emptiness is this part. Even consciousness, you cannot say consciousness is a form, but they have this, how to say, capable to become like a part of form, like us, we have mind and body. This then also in some sutra clearly mentioned this, when we die, how this mind and relation with body, when we born, how kind of this mind and the body associate. So in then, in this, we should often say, think, even our mind, or we are passed away there, in some teaching said, like, vultures, when the vultures fly very high, you cannot see it. And also, vulture themselves cannot see that shadow of him, or his own shadow, this vultures. But he, when he come to ground, and the shadow always with him, or with this vulture. And similarly, the karma, sometimes you can see this is already karma of resultant of some karma in your, what you see, what you hear. But if you think subtle of a karma is like that, in a storage of consciousness, it's habituation, mind capable to produce or reflect everything, that power or that capability have a detail, every information, something this stored in mind. That's why it's a storage in mind. That mind in a different place, location, and time. Of course, this storage in mind also continually, constantly changing. This is also impermanent, and adding more new information, losing some information. It's like that. Not losing, but the contain quality is very different. Sometimes in a more virtuous, or sometimes in more negative. But itself have this powerful capability to observe or project more everything. Then this important to. It doesn't matter any place or anywhere, we should understand the mind and action and these mental and the activities are virtuous, then they will eventually become a virtuous result, and this has got benefits, resulting the benefit will appear with this to you. And then this is why I say sometimes we have this doubt. Think, what do we do when we pass away? Then who knows what happens? Or sometimes think, even in this country, I do good thing. I move to another country. Then seems not much relation, not much kind of a importance or whatever I did in this place. And so through location and time, sometimes people think, in this life, I have to do many things, but next life, I don't care. And then this, I think it's some degree important, saying we have a past, we have a this life, and we have future. It won't be happen like that. We have this life, then disappearance, otherwise nothing. Who can say, no past, no future? Because you already experiencing now. That means the appearance of like beings and the form of this is very possible. So now is possible. Why not in the past? Why not in the future? So at least you say, I cannot see future and the past, but I use next life or future lives, past lives. But this life is already some degree of improvement, saying in three time, past, present, and future, you already have the past for your proof. At least then next two is empty or a question mark, then we should say, we shouldn't say the definite there is enough past and future because we don't know. I say, there is a past life, at least I can remember many things in very countable action, the memories or something, I cannot say. But logic and also great kind of accomplished practitioners, they have some kind of information to provide, make us consider racing or something to think. I think it's important because the continuation of from today, tomorrow, many people have a problem. Of course, this life, I think mostly people don't, sometimes people even don't care about next life, next year. So I'm just looking for this day and short kind of a feeling. Some people have a great plan, so I might for my son, great son, great grandson, or humanity, or future lives, that. But more people, I think, are struggling with their diabetes kind of a situation. If you have a plan, it's a company, or some people have a more their own plan, but not plan for the liberation or the accomplishing mind, more constructive. Material construction, or how become rich, or how become famous, that kind of plan. Otherwise, you may less have the 5-year study, 5-year meditation, and then do something successful transformation. This plan is less. And then this. What do you think? What do you two, three think about this part? Yeah, if you, what do you think about the continuation of a karma? Yes, yes, I think so. Yes, 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 yes. And I also been asked by many people since around 2000, some people in Beijing, they said, new life, this is your life, for example. That one time I was still young. And then they said, next life, if I become a dog or something, I don't have any relationship with this life. Then I thought, oh, how you can think that way? That this logic become very popular. Many people in, I think even here, I think some people ask me the same thing, said, if this is life in me, tomorrow I'm a completely different form of life. What is the relation with this? I said, this is your responsibility to not become very negative in the future lives. That's why I'm just kind of mumbling and continue to discuss in this part. And yes, please. Yes. 43.
But if from seeking happiness like Vijayabhan, no matter where I turn my steps, the night of misery will cut me down to wage the vindication of a sinful world.
It's a same kind of a the counter positive and a negative in previous stanza is more about positive things will continue, and this part is more consequences of a negative is will also continue. So this both would be leading karma and fulfilling karma. Is often differentiate these two. Leading karma means there is like leading thoughts and then completing action. You want to do something, but if you finish complete something, including spiritual practice. If you only just the thoughts, if you have this view, it's not enough. You have to have gain the actual experience or realization. If you know there is a possible enlightenment, there is a great possibility to eliminate suffering, and then from small to the big scale, and achieving the enlightenment is possible. Then said, how you do it? What is the methods? And only not knowing the methods and the path, you actually have to go in this path. It's like, say, we are going to San Francisco, it's a beautiful city, and then I know that how many ways to go achieve there, arrive there, and then we kind of take that one path to go there, and then eventually you are there. It's like a plan and action, or the motivation and fulfilling that motivation, aspirations. Similarly, the karma also differentiate with this too. That one karma lead you to certain kind of situation. In a normal life, we do have, for example, if we say, I wanted to come to listen to some Dharma teachings, and then this is a leading karma. Say you want to go there. And then actually right here is one kind of a fulfilling karma due to actions. And then you have to kind of make a time schedule and driving car, fulfill the fuel and it like that. And then from here, you have another leading karma and a fulfilling karma. What's leading karma is your own, what kind of motivation leads you? If you have a great compassion towards all sentient beings, think this is my opportunity to study Dharma, but I wish all sentient beings through this knowledge, and I will gain more experience and eventually to kind of achieve something to serving in order to serve sentient beings, that kind of leading karma. And then during the listening, that's a fulfilling. But you have a first the leading, good leading karma, but later you feel drowsy and what this guy was talking and then I don't like it for example. And then this is a fulfilling karma is negative more. If you like, oh, this is a wonderful concept or idea, and I think I can experience almost same the level or the words of these great Indian bodhisattvas, and then it's a fulfilling, it's a positive kind of karma. And then another situation, if you say, I'm not going to attend to teaching, but I'm going to bar, for example, have some drinks. And this is a more or less, maybe it's neutral, or but sometimes it's a negative, for example, to fishing, for example, I'm going to fishing. And leading karma is negative. You are in a spawn or a fishing place doing. And then when you caught fish, and then you really happy and enjoying, but squeezing their fish head and then kill them, then it's a fulfilling karma, also negative. But while you are fishing, you think, oh, I should go to study and I shouldn't be here. And I'm a little bit regret, and when I catch some fish and release it, that is saying leading karma is negative, but fulfilling karma is positive. It's more like a compassion sometimes. Then they think, I should go home and study a little more. I don't want to do this. So similarly, this is a like a daily life kind of for leading karma and fulfilling karma. But in a big existence or samsara, there is a leading karma and a fulfilling karma. Leading karma and the fulfilling karma both are virtuous. Then we will be in the kind of a human form or God realm, sometimes able to kind of material and the spiritual kind of satisfied, fulfilled with a good path. And sometimes leading karma is good, but fulfilling karma is more negative. Then we even we have this life in virtuous realm, but we have a more shorter life and many consequences, sickness, and many problems. And then we didn't do much good things like that. And then said, leading karma is negative, but fulfilling karma is more virtuous, more or less. These, like nagas, or in the ghost realms, there are some ghosts, some type of ghost, very, very kind of wealthy or capable, very powerful. These are existed. Like in the human realms, there are some are have a high position, very powerful, and doesn't matter how they fulfill their position. But similarly, in a animal realms, some are powerful, like whale, or some say used to, if they're these. There is less enemy to can able to harm them, like elephant as well, even less enemy than other kind of creature. In ghost realm, the leading karma is negative because they're already in negative realm. But fulfilling realm, for some still have a, because positive karma is still there in good. So they're able to become like, as we said, following some sound and the music and the wandering around. And sometimes there, some ghost realm have a great kind of understanding of some kind of melody or voice and some movement of art or something. That's why I said it goes to run some like Gandharava. Gandharava, even in Afghanistan, used to buy shower this area called Gandharava. It's said very beautiful, many people, musicians in this area. But it's said Gandharava is one kind of a category of a ghost realm. But we also sometimes make poem to praising them Are you praising, make point to praising God, ghost? Something some people may say ghost is just a general kind of concept. But the advice of many, many classes in there, these are not necessarily, some are not even not very harm, but they have a very lacking of to progress them. They are wandering beings in more big scale, so we think they are unfortunate, but in wealth or something, it's not maybe even much, much better than normal beings. Even said, God realm, they're also inviting these ghost realm to have some kind of the performance or something like that. So anyway, this is just a story like four leading realm, leading karma and fulfilling karma is like both negative. Then it's like a hell realm or something. There's not much pleasure and not much satisfactions. And yes, you please.
43?
Yes,
44. But if through seeking happiness, my deeds are wrong. No matter where I turn my steps, the knives of misery will cut me down. The wage and retribution of a sinful life.
And then continue more. Continue one more.
Oh,
yes, please.
Through nature, I will rest within the cool heart of a fragrance spreading murders, with splendor nurtured by the sweet words of the conqueror. Then, from the lotus open in the sage's light, in supreme form I will arise to dwell the blissful Buddha's air in presence
of victorious ones. As we already mentioned or said before, in this place, our existence, according teaching of Dharma, they said there is a four major parts of this universe become something, forming the elements all settle down, become the different type of solid, liquid, air, or the heat, or something, energy. In these, then it's a forming time, and each time there is a 20 other kind of this in Indian words, as Sanskrit words, called kalpas, and we also use that kalpa. That means sometimes they count as small kalpa, medium kalpa, and big kalpa, great kalpa. Then it says one big kalpa has four kind of time frame. One is become this xinchen zhen 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 xinchen zhen zhen zhu huai gong if you're making like a yogurt, you have to have a milk, and then milk boiled and put something sour, then become firm. And similarly, the universe is through the empty, and then the wind or the wind energy, and then the heat. And then heat become water, the separate water and the solid. And then there's the earth, water, and fire, and wind, and empty. Then there's some other kind of subtleties, empty, the four empty, kind of a separate empties. But then this form comes then like studying the planet and different directions and other time. These take like 20 medium kalpas. That is very also long. I also counted, very easy to count because there is a very clear said. If one person, this is said, 10 years person, according to Dharma teaching, sometimes it's said, we eventually become one, we only have a 10 years kind of long life in this world. He said, when the future, maybe sometimes, I don't know. Everybody has a more, maybe round average, like a 10. Now it may be average 80 or something, become 10. Then once it increase, even in human realms, they have able to live like 84,000 years, something like that. That is impossible for human, for our point. And they said, this will be raising each 100 years, you plus 1 year. For example, now is 10 years. We are assuming we are 10 years, a long life. And then after 100 years, we become able to live 11 years. After 100 kind of years pass, next generation of 100 years, you become 12 years. It's counting that way to count until about 84,000. And then this is called the virtuous kind of a karpa. And then from non-virtuous karpa, it's from 84,000 count down every 100 years, people will drop like an average existence or longevity to 1 year. Every 100 year count down 1 year, like until 10, become 10 years kind of, that is called the, each goes up and goes down, become small karpa. One small karpa. And then 20 small karpa become a medium karpa. And then 20 medium karpa become great karpa. It's like that. Then I counted, and then almost like one is saying, in according to one treatise of wisdom perfections, Dr. Dulan. In that account, I think it's saying 6.8 billion years. There is a kind of a big circle. And another from Theravadan tradition, it said 268 or something. It's much more. It's a universe will be kind of become destroyed again. 26 year, billion. One is 13 billion, I think. You can check online, these are existed already. My math is not good, but many good people have already counted. Anyway, that is saying, when we have this universe and from birth to universe death, like the spring, summer, fall, and the winter, we have a four season. Similarly, non-empty and from forming become form elements, and then maintaining that form, or more or less, we some places livable, so like this, and then universe will collapse. And then empty become empty again. So these timed medium kalpa also say when they're becoming the universe, become maturity, and then they take a very long time, 1/4. And then maintain 1/4. And then the decrease or collapsing also not suddenly happens, but become very, very slow process to the kind of collapse universe, and then they become empty or they silence again for many times. Then is another rising, something like that. And then, but if you say we stay in this world in a modern, mundane kind of in samsara, we associate with the material things. We were in this kind of kalpas, realms. But some realms beyond of, some like God realms, sometimes it's said, even we have this existing, of becoming existing and destroying, collapsing and then become empty. But God is, some gods is above this. They are not in that circle. They said, listen, but they are not completely liberated or they are enlightened, but still they're capable to avoid this because they do not have a strong, solid, gross level body, and they have a very great achievement of some the silence. So, and but some gods lower realm, some they are more kind of associated with form. These are also have to change. Like said, Sichuan, just Xiamen, Sichuan Xiamen, Yuji the Chan, associated with more kind of greed, not greed. There is not much strong greed, but with desire realm, some desire, although this is very subtle, but these also continue, have to circle in this. And then, for meditation, levels of, for form realms, they don't have to be in that kind of category, the circle. Formless, it's impossible to bring them to that big circle. And then what we are practicing is saying we go beyond the desire realm and the form realm, formless realm. We go into beyond of that is some kind of more pure, that is a bodhisattva, first the bhumi realm, and then the more pure, this only you have a more realization able to kind of manifest in that realm. You can land or something, ground. Or, you said actually it's a more subtle and a pure kind of existence or reflections. And then one of these are the, here was talking, from Lotus. These are teachings also said, this is a Pure Land kind of tradition, but it's very, very powerful, very, very profound and also widely spread in Mahayana teachings. And in China, there is become one kind of great lineage, Pure Land lineage. And I think in Zen tradition, in Chinese words, Chan, next, maybe these, I don't know which population of followers more. Pure Land is a major kind of a sect of the Mahayana tradition. In Tibet also very influenced kind of teachings. But also very, quite, maybe we can say simple practice. They don't bring many, many philosophical view and that school, this school, detail kind of using 20, 90 more years to study that kind of teaching. But it's a very kind of straightforward and simple teachings. And said, in this you can purify yourself. Of course, these are necessary processes. Some are very important. But here, these are some sutras. Maybe you, if you're interested about know more about this teaching, then Limitless Light Buddha Sutra of, and I think Amida Bu Sutra.佛说无量寿经，这是一个是吧？阿弥陀经，and also one Tibetan master who also based on these sutras, he also write one famous commentaries. It's called aspiration to being born, reborn, or being born in, I don't remember your exact words, but in Sukhavati or something like that. Sukhavati is like pure land. And in this, of course, there are, suddenly if you think, if you hear about something lotus and you're born from lotus and seeing Buddhas, these people may think, again, this is a human made something like that. But also, we Buddhists also said this is a could be that way. It doesn't harm the teaching itself. It said because we have in Indian culture lotus pure and these water from these representation of words of some kind of representative words. And actually, it's saying your own pure karma, born you kind of become the you appearance become a pure, and then said in this level at least you have to say in born in pure land, Amitabha pure land doesn't mean. Everybody is very kind of highly enlightened beings. Due to his kind of special unique path and practice, even you have some degree of negative karma, some degree of difficulty kind of, but still once you have a strong devotion, strong aspiration, then able to kind of secure your first. And even you are in that, using this word, symbolic words, then even that, even you are in a pure land, that there is no father, mother to being born, you, everybody become kind of blossom from lotus. But they said, due to karma, still have a negative karma, the lotus won't blossom for quite a while. And but you already won't become like a circle of the samsara. It's not like a God realm, although we said they were already in above this kind of situation. God realms, although it's good, very long, very, very long, they will be there. Even said 84,000 kalpas, they will be in the God realm, but eventually they will also kind of fall. But in these kind of practices, if you're able to do it, then they become a late blossom, but eventually you will be out of this flower. And once you become out of this lotus, then you will be already in a very, the first bhumi of ground of bodhisattva. What you see and what you kind of able to capable of your mind is imaginable and a very great bless with and said that time you already able to help many sentient beings and in a different universe or the different realms you're able to manifest hundred of in first green bhumi I think it's 100 manifest body. Different ways of race, like radiate your own body into 100 different characters to help sentient beings. This is a, there is a very good knowledge and profound reason why this is happening and this the systematic explain to until the reaching full light, full enlightenment. But we don't have much time if you want to study that. In way of Nagarjuna and his student Aryadeva and also Chandrakirti, these writings are very clearly mentioned. These are marvelous teacher and great kind of logician and reasoning things. And then there would be a more practical way to say what is the the reason we can, if we wanted to try to being born in a pure land, then it said four elements very important. Of course, it's said, every phenomenon and inside the internal experiences rely on the your own mind or attitude or the motivation, I think you can say, motivation and aspiration. Based on your own motivation and aspiration, every phenomenon and experience have a different appearance, different effect, different kind of impact. And that's why the aspiration is the key or mirror power to transform your internal and external appearances and how you react. Perceptions, I think, pure perceptions and the experience changed by the aspiration and the motivations. And then the practice to step into Pure Land, he said, you have to visualize on the practice of something good. If you say, for example, if I wanted to come to America, if for example, I say in Tibet, I'm not happy and something very high attitude, high elevation, very cold day, and also the facility is not that good, medical care is not that perfect, then I'm wondering where is good in this ground, this place. Then the people said, America is a very good place, you should go. And then I have to kind of, first I heard America, I threw like material, we'd say America is kind of this book, and then there's just fiber, right? And then it's produced in, I think in 1940, I don't know how long history, but there's a kind of fiber from, imported from US, and we say America. Many people like it, very good quality to wear it. And then, before my age, I think I asked grandpa, something like that. And it's not real grandpa, but it's my mother who raised by this man. It's he's my mother's auntie's husband. And he said, what is America? He said, I used to have a gun called America. This is produced by America. I think maybe it's very old, but it's a very good one. In Japanese, German, and Russian, there are some different guns in Tibetan area, and they called America. And then later on, and who knows, they don't know New York or anything, but I did some opposite understanding, that New York is very first come to my mind, and then some people asked me, say, what is the capital of America? I said, New York. And then someone, my brother, they said, I think it's Washington, like that. I said, no, New York. When I was young, and later I felt a little shame. I didn't know, but I tried to claim like something like that. And if you say, if through, I want to find more information about America, then people may say, bring some movie or some books. Then I saw a movie. It's fantastic. It's almost like another star somewhere. This is not on our earth happening. Something, this technology or some producing way, but maybe finished in the computer, but we thought this is reality in the American land. Then you maybe have a thinking, one day I may go there, that kind of a dream. One day I will go there. And then people say, I will give you opportunity or something, do you want to go? I already, maybe for some people say, oh, I'm not sure or something, I have this and that to do, and then maybe, but if due to your own, the aspiration and the peer, to the pre-studies about America, something, then you have a more reason, you already put more, you already construct your road to America already something in your mind, even not happening before. So it's like that. In Pure Land also, you have to first understand through the sutra and the other teachings, you compare this world and the other places. It's much, much kind of highly developed, highly, how to say, civilized society. You must want to go there. And it's compared to our earth, say, this country to that country, is almost nothing compared to this, the Pure Land. Then people do have this think, I have to picture like New York and Washington or history people, important figures, and then next time when I, how to say, I have some picture of New York or something that is often hanging on my wall or something. I didn't do it, but for example, I did it, for example. Then it's helping me, encouraging, go there, Golden Gate or something. And then similarly, in practice, we should often do not forget and for kind of forget that practice and then this path. So the first is to understand the merit or advantages of this pure land. And second is to have a continuous, have this detailed understanding. In that, I think we last time played, we have four hours or something, no? 是不是两小时多？是不是？ I think 2-3 hours about the Pure Land kind of its descriptions from sutra, one called 无量寿是吧? Limitless Longevity Sutra. I think you will find the, in that they will give you very detailed count and what is in that. There are many descriptions, but if you figure out the whole structure, then you have a very deep kind of imprint, a very good imprint. And this is, I think, first. And then second is, although I want to go, but I have America is far. I have to at least have some money. And also, you say, I want to go to America. If you do some crime or something, you have a record, something, forget about it. Or you have a bad healthy condition, they will say, oh no, we don't want to. So for that, one accumulate the kind of good deeds, money and the things like that, and avoiding negativities. This also practiced by the purifying practice, the achieving to reborn in practice. That purifying negativities and accumulate merits and good things. That and this is a second. And then for this, I think a key to achieve Pure Land kind of it's bodhicitta, because you have a great kind of a power. For example, if you go to through use the airplane, a very powerful, very expensive, although, but it's a kind of a, they can contain maybe 500 or even 700 people together flying to this place. And then, but on the foot, you are by yourself, and sometimes it's maybe 20 people or something like that. So the great vehicle like Mahayana, and especially the, you have a great aspiration to help all sentient beings. Why you go to America? If you say, I just want to enjoy myself, then it's not very good aspiration. He said, oh, I want to go to America and then study and progress something. And then I wanted to benefit other beings in my homeland or in America. In place I want to contribute to this country or society, do something. And then there's a even official or people asking you why you go to America. You have a good some reason, like you go to school or something, and then they may more have a more possible to help you. Similarly, you do have a genuine kind of a concern and wanted to achieve enlightenment and also the help all sentient beings, not even one single left behind. And have this all sentient beings, mother-like sentient beings, that kind of a great compassion and altruistic kind of a plan. And then, and last is the continual to aspiration until you achieve it. Aspiration, continue, want to go there. And then this is a fourth. And then with these four, when you die or something, your mind very strong, already prepared for that to purify negativity, clean, accumulate good deeds, and the aspiration also there. Sometimes even people say, before death, they said, oh, I saw Amitabha, or I saw the Pure Land, because they are always the imaging and the wanting and so how to say it, can maybe it's not material or something yearning, but it's kind of a going there. The mind reflect automatically immediately in that way. So many people have a very peaceful death, and many people, even you, some people study very sophisticated all life in their philosophy. Sometimes it's not good as these simple kind of practice, direct practice with one single point in mind. Sometimes it is not the how to imagine. Guanxiang, 怎么说来着? Not imagine. I forgot one word. It's it said you wanted to not analyze. If you perform, not perform. If you not imagine. I think there is a word. If you want, for example, you there is a your father or mother, they will not be not there. But if you are visualization, yes, visualizing your ancestor or father or mother, it's more clear. Once you do many times, you almost they have a realness in you. Although in that level you think this is I created this, but the mind create everything, good, bad, and bad, pure, impure, virtuous, and non-virtuous. It's all about mind, actually. Mind, the level of realization high or up, then you will be Buddha or Bodhisattva. Mind realization and become very low, you could become very normal. And even negative. So mind is very important. Every phenomenon, if you related to you, actualized by you, it's related to mind. And the nature of mind, then the training, the visualization is training for your kind of a clear seeing and stabilities. These are same like shamatha and vipassana practice. Due to Pure Land, very simple practice, they can able to stabilize your mind and without fear, without anything, but also clear mind, clear seeing, and these kind of all appearances are pure, all appearances are good, virtuous, that kind of a state of mind able to bring. So then these teachings on just read, it's very important. We should have a devotion towards the Amidapu and all enlightened beings, and have a compassion towards all unenlightened beings. And we have to recognize or realize our mind is everything. Mind is kind of empty and luminous, kind of indivisible. Like that. So we leave these three realms, desire realm, form realm, formless realm, turning into pure land, or pure land, we go to pure land, and in that we meet enlightened beings and receive kind of a very highly quality of experience or, and teachings, and we have a rapidly kind of a not in a worldly, we have a lot of pure delusion, deluded mind, and the thoughts were kind of delaying our realization. But in that pure environment, if you are saying, I'm going to become a doctor on the shop and the street and or train station, then it's more difficult. But if you say, I'm going to become PhD in Stanford or something, much easier, because their facility and teacher and many things. Similarly, say it's pure land, it's the kind of a, you go upper, kind of a good place to progress yourself. Won't fall behind. You say, after you become a Stanford student, you become, no, won't become like a, you don't know anything like that. It's impossible, normally. Mm-hmm. So anyway, this may be long, but we should have finish this part. Dedication prayers. As the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like Shyamada Bhadra as well, I now dedicate all this virtue, following their example, one and all. Since dedication has been praised as a spring by all the victorious ones throughout three times, all of fundamental virtues I have, I fully dedicated to practicing the sublime. By this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat enemy wrongdoing from the stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death, from origin of existence, may all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete the collections of merit and wisdom, and between the two secret kayas that rises from merit and wisdom. Through this goodness, may omniscience be attained, and thereby may enemy mental defilement be overcome. May beings be liberated from the ocean of samsara, which is troubled by waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. Thank you very much.